Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hello, everybody. Charlie Kirk here, radio stations across the country, live streaming on social media unless they take down this stream, because we're going to be saying things that nobody else is saying. This might be one of the most important shows I will ever do, and probably the most important show to date in my life. Last evening, I started to see very positive results for President Trump begin in Florida. And suspiciously, the activist media, including many networks that you watch, refused to call the states for President Trump, as it was so abundantly clear that President Trump was having a very, very good night. Let's start with Florida. Florida is considered to be a battleground state. And I was saying on this program, the last couple of weeks, we are going to win Florida convincingly. Nate Silver from 538 blog said that Florida is a lean Biden state. Well, Donald Trump won Florida by over 400,000 votes. 400,000 votes last evening. 51.2% to 47.8%. The most decisive victory in the state of Florida since 2004. Yet it took most networks till 11:30 or midnight to call Florida. As soon as that happened, I said, there's something wrong happening here. Something not right. Something very suspicious. Let's go to Ohio. All throughout Twitter last evening, there were professional pundits and prognosticators that were saying Ohio is going to flip. Look at the early results. President Donald Trump won Ohio by 8 points, 3 million votes to 2.6 million votes, despite not campaigning there the last couple weeks of the election and pulling all advertising. And then we now have 94% of the vote in North Carolina, with President Donald Trump holding to a very healthy lead, 2.7 million votes to 2.63 million votes, 2.65 million votes. A very healthy and comfortable lead. President Trump will win the state of North Carolina. And yet the mainstream networks have still not called North Carolina, nor have they called Georgia, where President Donald Trump continues a 100,000 vote lead with 94% reporting. However, the activist networks were very quick to call Arizona, a state where we have our headquarters. There are still hundreds of thousands of ballots outstanding in Arizona in mostly rural areas, including lots of questions of what's happening in Maricopa County, and yet the activist networks called Arizona based on their exit polling data. Let me tell you right here, right now, Arizona is about to tighten, and we do not know how it's going to end. And if the Trump campaign's modeling is correct, which it has been in other states, President Trump might win Arizona, and the Associated Press and all of these networks are going to be forced to retract all of their projections that Donald Trump lost Arizona. I went to bed last evening at around 4 a.m. I only missed the drop in Wisconsin slightly. President Donald Trump had a very healthy lead in Wisconsin, and it seemed that they found the necessary votes in Milwaukee County, and President Donald Trump now trails in Wisconsin by 21,000 votes. Unfortunately, that's not going to be a deficit I think he'll be able to make up. President Donald Trump had an amazing showing in Wisconsin. And let's go to Michigan. In Michigan, President Donald Trump was leading all throughout the evening. And then, amazingly, over 100,000 ballots were dropped in favor of Joe Biden without a single ballot for Donald Trump. And now Donald Trump trails in Michigan by 30,000 votes. So where's the path for President Trump? There still is a path. It's this simple. Hold Georgia, hold North Carolina, win Pennsylvania, and get Arizona all sorted out. Arizona is far from being over. I was just texting with a couple congressmen in Arizona, and they said they think Trump is going to win Arizona. And we are going to get the final ballot numbers of how many ballots are outstanding in the state of Arizona. But here's the real point from last evening that the activist media robbed President Trump of last night. It's disgusting what they did. And all the networks are involved in this. President Donald Trump defied every single tracking poll. The American people rejected the hundreds of millions of dollars spent by Bloomberg, the hundreds of millions of dollars spent by the tech companies. President Donald Trump won decisively in Florida, decisively in Iowa, decisively in Ohio. And they didn't want to call those states when we knew they were happening because it actually might have helped Trump in Arizona. But they were very quick to call Virginia instantaneously as soon as polls closed. Did they call one state as soon as we saw it was favorable for Donald Trump? We still have states where Trump is up 100,000 votes and they haven't called it. Maybe they need the urban centers to go continue to go fill out ballots. But the voters rejected radical, coastal leftism. This is the story the activist media won't tell you. And we gained House seats. Elvira Salazar beat Donna Shalala in downtown Miami. You think that would be worthy of showing on one of the networks right now? Republicans are poised to gain anywhere between 5 to 7 seats across the country in House seats. Senator Joni Ernst she won despite massive amounts of money being spent in Iowa, and she won decisively. Senator Steve Daines won in Montana decisively. Tom Tillis is going to win in North Carolina. And Susan Collins, who I'm not against Susan Collins as much as other people because she's always told us she's a moderate. She voted with us on Kavanaugh. She's going to win in Maine. The Senate's going to remain Republican. So they tried to defeat Lindsey Graham. They tried to defeat Tom Tillis. They tried to defeat Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn, hundreds of millions of dollars, and the voters rejected it. And John James looks like he actually might win in the state of Michigan and flip that seat. Tommy Tuberville won in the state of Alabama, and Donald Trump expanded his margins in states versus 2016 and did even better in some of the working class districts across the country. We will go district by district. You won't hear any of this if you turn on your television. I have been watching cable television the last couple hours saying to myself, praise God I have a show where I can actually talk about this stuff. It looks increasingly clear that there was a plan. They didn't want this thing to be decided on election night. Welcome to the third world, everyone. We decided we stop counting ballots at midnight. What is this, 1991 Russia? Where all of a sudden the commissar is going to say, it does not matter how votes, it matters who counts the votes. We should be ashamed of ourselves for the way that this election has been conducted. Ballots coming in from every single direction. Same day voter registration in Wisconsin. Arizona being called while rural districts, Mojave County and Maricopa County has still yet to be decided. But as soon as a state looks favorably for Biden, we're going to call it immediately. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, where people vote early and they vote often. Where registered Republicans, as soon as they're passed away, they pass away, they vote Democrat the rest of their life. Sure feels like that's what's happening in Michigan and Wisconsin. They did not want Donald Trump to be able to win those states. When you have tens of thousands of ballots that go one direction that is dropped right at 3 a.m., they did not want 2016 to replicate itself. However, the people so overwhelmingly and decisively rose up. This is going to be a lot trickier for the Biden campaign than I think they realize. Here's the path. It's very simple, actually, for President Trump, believe it or not. North Carolina, I think, is all but it's just done. We won North Carolina. Georgia, we have to hold on to make sure that Stacey Abrams doesn't go start filling in ballots in the middle of the night. We have to reverse course in Arizona and hold Pennsylvania, and Donald Trump gets reelected as president of the United States. So if you're watching this right now and you're like, what do? You tweet, you post on Facebook, you text your friends, and you say, we can still win this. Turn off your television and listen to people that are actually analyzing the data. It's no secret that precious metals protect investors in times of uncertainty. If you already don't have a little silver or gold in the safe, research it. Precious metals have proven to be a rock-solid logical play in the modern-day IRA, so much so that a new problem has arisen. The gold market has become so crowded with too many inexperienced dealers. How do you know who you can trust? Here's one tip. Stay away from any gold dealer luring you into an extravagant welcome gift that usually translates into hidden high fees. Friends of the Charlie Kirk Show, Noble Gold, offer you a welcome token with no strings. You'll receive a gorgeous 1/10 of an ounce American gold coin with any qualified new account. Noble Gold's business model is set to keep you in mind. They keep fees at an industry low level, provide excellent ROI. Call them now and mention my name, Charlie Kirk, so you can have fun with this offer. Learn how to play it safe and smart with your finances. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. You want to know why we don't have a winner? You want to know why all of a sudden we're doing this third world banana republic way of counting votes where it takes all week for the first time since 2000, where it was just two states, New Mexico and Florida, were taking weeks to go count ballots? You want to know why they're doing this? Because the people didn't want what the activist media was serving. That's why. As soon as Miami-Dade County started the report last night, as soon as Florida looked convincingly positive for the president, all of a sudden I was watching all the activist news networks and they went into filibuster mode. They started to have these random guests on television talking about things that were completely irrelevant. And I was watching the data come in. I was like, we're doing great. You watch television. Ohio's too close to call. I knew we won Ohio at 9:15 last night. I knew we won Florida at 7:20. The reason is they did not want 2016 to happen again. They want this Nicaraguan-style El Salvador third world country Eastern European vote counting scheme to determine the leader of the free world. Because the people did not want the AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar agenda. And the results are not good for them. They're not. They thought they were going to win Florida. They thought they were going to win North Carolina. They thought they were going to win Georgia. And now they're sending their surrogates on television. It says right here, too early to call in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, Georgia. Why is it not too early to call for Arizona? There's anywhere between 300,000 to 650,000 votes still being counted in Arizona. Plus, I know at least 100 people in Arizona that have messaged me, some of which that work for us at Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action, that voted. They were told to go vote with a Sharpie instead of a pen. And that ballot is probably being rejected. I can tell you from on the ground in Arizona, President Trump did not lose Arizona by 4 points where it is right now. The New York Times last evening at midnight said, oh, 99% of all votes are in Arizona. No, it's not true. It's actually 84% of all votes have been counted in Arizona. And Mojave County, the most conservative county in all of Arizona, still has about 30% of votes left to be counted. And Maricopa County, the largest county, still hasn't even gotten to election day votes in Arizona. And yet the media calls it like that. What is going on? We have to take a time out for what exactly we're looking at here, everybody. This is a fire alarm for our civilization. So let me take a step back and tell you the good news. The good news is that decent and normal people rose up in massive numbers yesterday. They thought, including all the networks that a lot of you guys watch, they thought they were going to have this signed, sealed, and delivered by 10 p.m. and Biden would go out and go scream over honking cars and we'd be talking about Treasury Secretary Elizabeth Warren. That didn't happen. Tom Tillis is going to win. John James looks like he's going to win in Michigan. Susan Collins in Maine, Daines in Montana, Ernst in Iowa, Tuberville in Alabama. We won Texas. Remember when we had to go through this entire ridiculous circus the last couple weeks? Texas is in play. I said Texas 6 to 10 points. And what is it right now? With 84% reporting and the most rural counties still haven't completely reported, Donald Trump is up 6 points in Texas. I'm going to go abolish oil and natural gas, and Joe Biden thinks he has a chance in Texas. Florida, we win by 4 points. Georgia, we're up 100,000 votes with 94% reporting, but I think Stacey Abrams and the Black Sharpie crew where they're just trying to go fill in votes as quickly as they can, refuses to concede Georgia. I don't think she still conceded the 2018 governor's race. Georgia is going to go into the courts. North Carolina looks great. And shout out to Madison Cawthorn. You wouldn't know this if you watched any of the news networks last night. Is now the youngest elected person ever to Congress in the history of our country, 25 years old, as a Republican. Shout out to you, Madison Cawthorn. 25-year-old Republican won convincingly in Western North Carolina. If you were watching television right now, you would think that things are trending beautifully for Joe Biden. Things are great. That's not the case. The path is very clear for Donald Trump. Here's the path. Don't let them steal Arizona. Don't let them steal Georgia. Don't let them steal North Carolina and Pennsylvania. That's a win. Michigan and Wisconsin, I don't know. Those urban areas came in performing like Chicago, and I got no good news there. Americans rose up yesterday. You guys did your job, and your rulers and your leaders are failing you in being able to count votes. Have you ever heard of anything where all of a sudden we just take the night off and then we come back and count votes? They did this for a reason. They wanted disunity. Let me tell you about Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranchers from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com. Get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed beef, finished beef delivered straight to your door. Don't forget that shipping is always free and the taste is always delicious. GoodRanchers.com, 100% American beef, chicken, and more. Support American ranchers and support the American economy. Get 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered straight to your door. Visit GoodRanchers.com to find the perfect package for your family. Get the good stuff with Good Ranchers. T-bones, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Don't forget, home delivery is always free. GoodRanchers.com delivers your favorite meals right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to view all their American beef and chicken packages. Use the promo code Charlie to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com right now and use the promo code Charlie and save $20 off for a limited time only. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. The last poll out of Florida, Quinnipiac, had Joe Biden winning Florida by 5 points. Donald Trump won Florida by 3.7 points, almost 4 points. A 9-point swing. President Trump is going to win Georgia. Insider Advantage has just called the race for Georgia. And yet, they have called the race suspiciously in Arizona while there are hundreds of thousands of ballots still to be counted. Georgia looks like it's going to go into the win column for President Trump, as is North Carolina. So what's the path? Well, if President Trump wins Pennsylvania and loses Arizona, then he would need Nevada, which I think is very unlikely, but it can still happen. But it looks like Arizona is still very much in play. Congressman Paul Gosar, who is a congressman from Arizona, has tweeted that he believes that President Trump can still win the state of Arizona. He says, heads up, Arizona is still in play. About 20% of the vote to be counted from rural, heavily Trump areas. Trump is down 10,000 votes and closing. The Secretary of State of Arizona came out and said there are hundreds of thousands of ballots still to be counted in Maricopa County, the largest Republican county in the country. And yet we call Arizona like that. You want to know why? It's because the masters of whatever type of agenda they're trying to put forward, they wanted to throw a lot of interference into last night. You heard it here. This thing might turn for Trump in Arizona, and a lot of people are going to look like fools for calling it that early. The latest plot twist comes from Arizona, which had reportedly counted 95% plus of its votes, New York Times notes. This is from Jeff Dufour. due to an Edison Research data feed. The actual estimate is that 86% of the vote has been counted. This gives credence to Trump's camp's argument in a call with reporters that expects to pull ahead in Arizona because Trump-friendly territory has yet to be counted. Congressman Gosar from Arizona just said, I've requested for the Attorney General of Arizona to look into the Sharpie issue where Republican voters were given Sharpies, not ballpoint pens, which can invalidate your ballot in the state of Arizona. The Trump campaign believes we will win Arizona. It'll be legal fights. It'll be nasty. It will be a real battle, everybody. So people say, what do I do? Here's what you do right now. Publicly profess your support for the president right now. The more chatter that we give, the harder it is for them to steal it. Number two, we have to peacefully get out in the streets right now. That's why if things continue as they are in the state of Arizona, we are going to have a peaceful rally in Arizona either tomorrow or Friday. And if anyone wants data about what's happening, you guys can always email me right now, freedom@charliekirk.com. And by the way, email me what you're seeing right now on the ground, freedom@charliekirk.com. freedom@charliekirk.com. President Donald Trump received a record amount of the non-white vote. So despite the relentless campaign to portray President Trump as a racist, President Donald Trump received more of the non-white vote, the most since 1956, which would be when Dwight D. Eisenhower ran for re-election with Richard Nixon as vice president. 1956. President Trump won 26% of the non-white vote. Latinos and blacks rose up in huge numbers to support the president. You wouldn't know that if you were watching one of these networks. You're watching one of these networks, they have these morons on television that are looking at data that are this 12 hours old. The race is called in Arizona. No, it's not. Let me tell you, another congressman in Arizona, Andy Biggs, has just come out and said, Arizona election update, quote, I am optimistic that President Trump will win Arizona. I've gone through the same experience in our state before. I was down on election night, and by the end of the week, I won when all legal ballots were counted. The trend for President Trump and many others Republicans in the state is moving in the right direction. The president's numbers or other Republican numbers were not improving. As more ballots were tabulated, there would be a real problem. But there's reason to be optimistic with the trend that we are seeing for Republicans. Georgia looks to be completely out of reach for Democrats. And Pennsylvania and Arizona is where this entire fight is going to go to.
Well, look, the latest numbers out of Pennsylvania.
So why aren't we seeing any of this on the news coverage? It's because they want this thing to be over. They wanted the coronation of Joe Biden. They wanted the tech elites and the ruling class to put the crown on Joe Biden. He'll get a bunch of cars honking at him. And we could talk about how Jeff Flake is going to run the Department of the Interior. But I want to compliment all of you and I want to thank all of you. As you can tell, I'm pretty ticked right now for good reason. Because this is a fraud unlike anything the country has ever seen, where we just take days to count ballots. Because 1991, post-Soviet Russia. But I want to compliment all of you. I want to thank all of you. Because no one's going to do this on television. You guys did awesome yesterday. You did. I'm looking at the numbers. We rose up in massive numbers. We prevented Chuck Schumer from becoming Senate Majority Leader. We flipped seats in the House. You guys were prayerful. You guys were focused. You worked hard. You believed despite all of these maniacs in the media telling you we didn't have a chance, and you deserve credit and no one's going to give it to you. And I think that President Trump's going to pull this thing out. I'm looking at the data. I'm watching this on television. They're talking about things that nobody cares about. The popular vote is completely irrelevant. But you guys deserve credit. You do. Because for those of you that waited hours in line, for those of you that sacrificed a lot of your income to support President Trump and his campaign, I want to thank you. I mean that. I don't mean it in just some sort of haphazard way or some sort of cheap or meaningless way. because no one's going to go out of their way to thank you. President Trump will. But normal people rose up in record numbers yesterday to prevent a radical takeover of our country. And if President Trump holds his lead in Pennsylvania, which is going to be lawsuit city, if President Trump can reverse course in Arizona, which it looks like it is, the new ballots are looking very good. And if we can look into this Sharpie issue, which just looks like absolute blatant and total fraud, we're going to win. We can win this, everybody. Let me say that again. We win Pennsylvania. We keep North Carolina, Georgia, and we are able to correct course in Arizona. We can win. As we are doing this program right now, we have added 5 new seats in the United States House of Representatives. Yet Nate Silver, the expert who literally gets paid millions of dollars to do this, millions of dollars, said that it's almost assured that the Democrats are going to add 10 new seats in the House. Let's play cut 12.
Democrats woke up this morning cautiously optimistic that Joe Biden will win Michigan and Wisconsin and become the next president, but feeling pretty down about the Senate and the House. I think they had their expectations probably falsely high about the Senate. There's still a small path through Georgia and Maine for Democrats to take the Senate back, but I think there will be a lot of discussion inside the party about the millions and millions of dollars that Democrats spent in places like Kentucky and South Carolina that were always long shots.
Politico says Tuesday was an abject disaster for Democrats in Washington. To imagine the amount of soul searching and explaining the party will have to do after Tuesday is absolutely dizzying. The infighting will be bloody, as it should be. We field the text after text from Hill Democrats Tuesday night and early Wednesday morning with existential questions about their leadership and the direction of their party. Democrats told us in the weeks and months leading up to Election Day that they were on track to win a majority in the Senate. They don't appear poised to do that. They're not going to. Donors gave $90 million to try to defeat Mitch McConnell. You could have bought Louisville Slugger for $90 million. Well, probably not, but you could have launched a pretty good competitor. You could actually probably compete in the Kentucky Derby for $90 million. That's probably a better way to spend your money in the state of Kentucky. $108 million to lose to Lindsey Graham and $24 million to lose to John Cornyn. Steve Daines won in Montana, $100 million race. Tom Tillis is going to win in North Carolina. Purdue looks like he's going to win in Georgia, maybe without a runoff. Susan Collins is ahead in Maine, despite Sarah Gideon raising $69 million. And Iowa Senator Joni Ernst won her bid for a second term, and it looks like John James is going to flip the Michigan Senate race, becoming one of only a handful of black senators in American history, which will now have 2 amazing, terrific black senators in the Republican Party, Tim Scott and John James. But you wouldn't know any of this if you were just watching the activist media. There's a lot of good news to pour over, everybody. John James is maintaining a 10,000 vote lead in Michigan. It's going to be narrow. It's going to be close. They're going to try to manufacture as many votes as they possibly can. But there's still some Republican districts, precincts and counties that have yet to report. And John James, he really closed strong. So if you're losing hope right now and you're wondering what's happening, I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of good news for us. We prevented Chuck Schumer and his multi-billion dollar onslaught to try to purchase your government. You stopped that. God bless you for that. I'm not saying that in some sort of kidding way. For all of you that made phone calls and knocked on doors and believed and fasted and prayed, it really materialized last night. It did. Let's take the state of Iowa. President Trump won Iowa convincingly. Joni Ernst won by 6 points, and they spent $69 million trying to defeat her. President Trump won by 8 points. Trump did better than Joni Ernst in Iowa, which meant that there were Trump Greenfield voters, which is bizarre. And we're still waiting for Arizona, and the trend is very, very good for President Trump. Despite the Associated Press, they have no idea what they're talking about, and despite all these other networks. And we are going to have a rally outside of the recorder's office in Arizona to peacefully show our support for every single vote being counted and to investigate the Sharpie issue and a lot of other issues. Because I'm telling you right now, we can't let them steal this. I want everyone watching this to email us what you're seeing, what you're hearing about fraud, about shenanigans at freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you show us you're subscribed to our podcast, The Charlie Kirk Show, we're going to give away 20 books. Top Resume is the world's premier resume writing service. They do a great job, and they write and analyze more than 4 million resumes and LinkedIn profiles every year. If there's any uncertainty, here's one thing that you guys have to understand, that 75% of job applications are rejected before they even are seen by human eyes. The resume black hole is not a myth, and it's all too common for job seekers who send out dozens of applications and never receive a single response. Ultimately, though, the right resume should be gaining you some traction and calls from recruiters. No one likes looking for a job, plain and simple. It's time-consuming, frustrating, and largely out of your control. However, the most important piece of the puzzle, your resume, is entirely in your control. Are you fully confident in the resume that you've been using to apply? You can't afford to doubt its effectiveness. Get an expert opinion on your resume that might make the difference between getting a job and getting rejected. Job seekers use Top Resume. They are interviewed two or three times more often than those that use self-written resumes. So go to topresume.com/Kirk to get a free resume review. That's topresume.com/Kirk. Upload your resume today and let their team of experts give you free advice on how to make it stronger. That's topresume.com/Kirk, topresume.com/Kirk. In Arizona, we are getting emails from people. Hey, Charlie, I was told to use a Sharpie when I went to go vote. Was my vote counted in Arizona? Do we need a new election in Arizona? Do we need to go file lawsuits? I can tell you what we're going to do. We, headquartered in Arizona, we're going to announce it very soon. We will be out publicly in front of the recorder's office, peacefully, of course. We are not going to let this thing be stolen. We have to get in the streets. You show your support. They are going to try a color revolution in our country. Here's the real story of what happened last night. I'm going to tell you some positive news. Jeez, I just got another email. My ballot was not counted. Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't counted. You're a Republican. Here's the real story last night that none of the people in the activist media will tell you. There was a con job that was attempted in the last month. Through mail-in voting, social media tech fraud, massive manipulation, they wanted a massive majority in the House of Representatives. They wanted to flip Iowa, Montana, Texas, Georgia, and you rose up and stopped it. You deserve better leaders, everybody. You just do. This counting ballots for days on end, I grew up in an America where you knew the winner of an election on election night. Why is that important? Why is it important to know who's going to win? So you don't have this disaster of speculation, half-truths, ballots being filled in, and people lose faith in the system and with it, the country. That's not a healthy thing. The Chinese Communist Party is probably laughing right now. You know why they're laughing? They're laughing. They're like, the Americans can't even do an election. The reason why it's taking so long is because the news is not good for Joe Biden. With 95% reporting, we are holding a very good lead in Georgia. We are going to win Georgia. We are going to win North Carolina. Pennsylvania, we maintain about a 500,000 vote lead in Pennsylvania. And the counties that matter came up in huge numbers for Donald Trump. But I do not put it past them to try to manufacture votes and find ballot harvested votes to try to get them back into power in Pennsylvania. And Arizona is changing very quickly, very quickly. Steve Farley, who's the CEO of the Humane Society of Southern Arizona, said, hate to start your day poorly, but we now have a 30-30 tie in the Arizona House and a 16-14 Republican lead in the Senate. It's not over, and there are a 250,000 early votes left in Maricopa County alone. Who is calling this race? Who is in charge? All of you are being lied to. All of you. This is a con job. And I don't get this worked up without evidence. But we're wading into 24 hours past for Georgia, for North Carolina. For Florida, it took them till 1 a.m. At 7:15, I knew we won Florida. This is going to be a real battle, everybody. The Democrats are devastated, and now they're nervous and they're scrambling. Do not let them steal this from us. You publicly show your support. You got a Trump flag, you put it on your car. You do those pop-up rallies on the side of your street. You post on social media. You tell your friends, you're active. Go from a passive position to an active position right now. So don't be a spectator. You text, you email, you listen, you learn. For those of you in states right now in Arizona, go call your Secretary of State's office in Arizona. Do this right now. Go call the Maricopa Secretary of State's office, the voter fraud line, and threaten that you're going to sue. I guarantee you there will be a lawsuit about this Sharpie issue in Arizona. We're getting thousands of emails about it at freedom@charliekirk.com. Trump can win this. In fact, I see a very clear path. Reversal of Arizona, hold in Georgia, hold in North Carolina, and the Pennsylvania lawsuit city will happen. Andy Biggs, who knows what it takes to win in Arizona after a very contested election, he says he's optimistic and he thinks that President Trump will win the state of Arizona. As soon as Georgia is called, President Trump needs to name a transition team chair and start staffing the White House for the next term. That's the confidence that President Trump needs to have. They are trying to do everything they possibly can to make you depressed and lose hope. Let me be as clear as I possibly can, everybody. We have a better chance of winning this election right now than I would have thought we would have had 24 hours ago. Has this election cycle gotten you stressed out, worn down? If so, time to bounce back. What's the number one mineral to fight stress and fatigue? Magnesium. Before I even signed Bio-Optimizers, by the way, I have to tell you, I've been using magnesium before I go to sleep every night. It totally works. It's amazing. And there's no bad side effects. You wake up with so much energy. I want you to try a new dietary supplement of veggie capsules with me called Magnesium Breakthrough from my friends of the show, Bio-Optimizers. This is the magnesium supplement I recommend because it combines all 7 essential forms of magnesium into one convenient daily dosage. Most magnesium supplements fail because they are not full spectrum. When you get all 7 critical forms of magnesium, so many functions in your body can get upgraded. The supplements are designed to enhance focus, sleep, reduce inflammation, and improve your body's reaction to stress. It's really worked for me, so check out Magnesium Breakthrough with me. Take 2 pills a day with your evening meal, and you can reverse magnesium deficiency in all of its forms. Use promo code KIRK10 for 10% off any order. Go to biooptimizers.com/KIRK. That's biooptimizers.com/KIRK. Then use the promo code KIRK10 to apply the discount. How convenient is it that the Georgia Secretary of State has just come out and said that there's 200,000 ballots that have yet to be counted in the Atlanta area as Trump holds an 87,000 vote lead in the state? Let's see how much we're down, and then we'll find out how many ballots that we need. I'm still confident that President Trump will win the state of Georgia. However, that is becoming closer and closer. I think that will go into the courts inevitably, as we are going to see the continued con job that is being attempted on our country right now. So here's the good news. Despite the billions of dollars that were spent, despite the sea of disinformation from the activist media, President Donald Trump is in a very good place to still win the presidency. He's got to hold on to Georgia, which 20 minutes ago looked very good, but now the Secretary of State is contradicting himself, where he said he doesn't think that any of these ballots, he didn't think earlier any of these ballots would reverse course, but now he's saying that, well, there's 200,000 ballots and most of them are from Atlanta. What is most? That's not a scientific term. As Joseph Stalin said, it doesn't matter how the votes are cast, it matters how the votes are counted. There's still a ton in play right now. Michigan has not been lost. That race is in the margin of error as votes continue to flow in the state of Michigan. And Arizona is now trending back in the right direction, as Georgia is trending in the wrong direction. One of the worst governors in America, Tom Wolf, the Pennsylvania governor, says it's important to have accurate results. Yeah. Why does it take you a week and a half to get accurate results in Pennsylvania? Maybe because you don't like the results that you are seeing. Last evening, as I was watching the returns, I started to get a knot in my stomach because I realized exactly what was happening. I saw it clearly. I was at the White House, and I left the White House early because I said, it's not going to be called tonight. I could tell by the endless, mindless filibustering that was happening by all of the chattering class on television. They kept saying, well, Florida looks too close to call. We're up 3 points in Florida. You know what we call that in Florida? A blowout. 3 points. And well, it's too close to call. They wanted to extend this into the following day. They wanted to bring this into the courts. They wanted to bring this into the urban areas where they could manufacture votes for the deficit they need. Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, a friend of mine who I supported in the primary election in Florida, is the real winner last night. He delivered Florida for President Trump convincingly, and he got all of his votes counted by 8:30, 98% reporting in all counties. You know why? Because Ron DeSantis is a leader. As soon as Ron DeSantis took the governor's office, he asked for the resignation of Brenda Snipes and the entire Broward County group of criminals that have been running that operation for decades. Asked for all their resignations, and he said this: if you do not have all the results finalized, signed, sealed, and delivered by 7 p.m., then they don't count. He was challenged in court, and he won in court. And now we have a winner in Florida. Isn't that nice? That's the way that elections are supposed to work. Isn't it incredible with all the technology we have and everything that we've been blessed with, we're still counting on mail to count all of our ballots? So we won Florida convincingly. Georgia, I have no idea what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to steal this thing from us in Georgia, which would completely and totally change the map. I don't think we're going to allow that to happen. President Trump's lead is so convincing, is so dramatic. President Donald Trump currently has a lead with 95% reporting, 2.385 million votes for President Trump in Georgia, 2.2 million for Joe Biden. And 57,000 people voted for the Libertarian that wanted to waste their vote. In Arizona, we are still getting results in by the hour. And there's roughly four, just hear me out here. There are 475,000 ballots outstanding to be counted in Arizona. 475,000 ballots. What's the deficit currently in Arizona? President Donald Trump is currently down 90,000 votes. So President Donald Trump is down 90,000 votes with 475,000 votes remaining. That means if President Donald Trump keeps up the pace of which votes are being counted, he will win the state of Arizona, and every single one of the activist media types that have been saying that Arizona's done, they're going to have to pull all of their projections almost instantaneously. We're going to hear more out of Maricopa County. There's about 250,000 ballots left to be counted in Maricopa County. And we have breaking news right now. Susan Collins has been reelected to the Maine Senate, the U.S. Senate in Maine, which means that the Senate almost assuredly is going to remain in Republican control. That is a death blow to the Democrats. As of the final tabulations, Republicans gained 5 seats in the House. All of these trends point to a presidential victory. All these trends point to a red wave. But the Democrats didn't want an election night that was devastating to them. They wanted flex in the joints. They wanted space to work with. They wanted a framework where they could do everything they possibly could to take this from you. The results are still coming in to Georgia. North Carolina is all but finished. There are still, though, in Georgia, many Republican counties that are still reporting. Very big Republican counties where President Trump won convincingly. RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel expresses confidence in Georgia, says a final batch of Arizona ballots to be counted will break towards Trump, and says there's a pathway in Nevada, and says significant amount of Trump country still to be counted in Pennsylvania. I'm seeing all the same things they're seeing. And the president, despite everything that they threw at him, is in striking distance to win four more years. They're going to do everything they can to prevent that. And that's where you come in. You need to not take a passive position, but instead an active position. What are you going to do to make sure that our country is not stolen by a ruling class that intentionally brought this into the weeks that follow the election? It's a very important point. John James looks like he's going to win the state of Michigan, the Senate race. There's still lots of outstanding ballots there. Frank Luntz says this, and I appreciate this tweet. I owe an apology to John McLaughlin, who had the key Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, going for Trump by 1% margins or less. No matter which way the states ultimately go, John's numbers were closer than the semi-blowout margins from mainstream pollsters. Because on Halloween, Frank Luntz said Trump pollster John McLaughlin is privately telling people that Trump is ahead in all swing states, including Pennsylvania, Michigan, and tied in Wisconsin. I don't believe it, but if he's right, he's a genius. If he's wrong, I wonder if he'll ever work again. And by the way, Frank Luntz said that he'll retire. Breaking Data Orbital, which is very precise in their projections, say that President Trump wins the state of Arizona. Hey, activist chattering class, are you watching this? Are you going to try to save your careers? Because you called this thing at 10 p.m. last night, despite not calling Florida, you didn't call Georgia, you didn't call North Carolina or Ohio for the president, and it looks like things are trending very nicely for the president in Arizona. At the very least, you shouldn't have called it. What an irresponsible group of leaders we have in our country, everybody. They hate this president so much, and they hate you. They don't care what the results say. They're just going to announce it. What an incredible disgrace these people are. Arizona was called so preemptively, some people are going to really have a tough time with what we're about to see in Arizona. There's about 500,000 outstanding votes. If the current trend continues and about 60 to 65% of them go to Trump, President Trump is down about 90,000 votes. Well, then that would put President Trump ahead of Joe Biden by 60,000 votes in Arizona. Now, if he only wins 55%, he wins by 30,000 votes, which he's winning almost 2-1 of all new votes counted in Arizona. And there's about 475,000 to 500,000 remaining votes. That's according to Data Orbital. And they believe that President Trump will win Arizona. Let's pretend that it's pretend that only 60% will go to Trump, even though 65% is predicted. Then President Trump still wins the state of Arizona by 7,000 votes. This race is far from over in the state of Arizona, yet this was called almost instantaneously last evening. Almost immediately. Because you're dealing with people that have an outcome in mind that are now trying to interfere with not just our elections, but our election tabulations, with counting votes, with actually seeing where people want the direction of their country. Georgia now hangs in the limbo, and Stacey Abrams, I think, is going to try to get revenge for losing the governor's race. Let me just be very clear. Georgia's a mess right now. This thing's going to go into the courts. They are not going to allow this to happen easily. And there's really one county that is pulling all of this, and it's a couple congressional districts right around Atlanta. And there are some good counties left for the president that have yet to totally report. And so I'm being told that the president wins Georgia narrowly. There's about 200,000 ballots left to count in Georgia. And I think the president's going to squeak it out. The president's up 87,000 votes. And so even if they win 90% of those, it makes it pretty close. So we're going to see how many votes left could go to Trump and blend that in with the rest of the state numbers. It's going to be a close call in Georgia. And that, I mean, that doesn't even count for fraud. That doesn't count for any of the other factors going into it. As we just mentioned in the previous segment, the activist news networks aren't even covering this, even though that she's conceded. But Sarah Gideon has now just conceded in the state of Maine, and Susan Collins deserves re-election. Susan Collins is a moderate. I'm not a moderate. We're a movement conservative show here. Here's respect Susan Collins. She's never pretended to be a grassroots conservative. She voted for Brett Kavanaugh, and she never pretends to be anything that she isn't. Whereas Jeff Flake and people in his mold, they pretend to be movement conservatives, and then they do the exact opposite. So it looks like Mitch McConnell's going to remain Senate Majority Leader. What's the significance of this? Democrats spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to take back the Senate, and it looks like they might actually lose seats in the Senate if John James pulls off this upset in Michigan. That's going to go to the courts. We're not going to know anything anytime soon. So you're probably watching this. You're saying, what's the path for Trump? It's this simple. Reverse course in Arizona, which according to data, there's 500,000 remaining ballots, and President Trump will win between 60 to 65% of those. And maybe even more because they're day of ballots. How do you not count ballots this far? Like, who is running the operation over there? President Trump has to win Georgia and bring that across the finish line. And President Trump has to secure victory in Pennsylvania, which is looking increasingly good. That would bring President Donald Trump to 279 electoral votes. Very much within not just the realm of possibility. I think it's in the realm of probability. And we have seen such reckless, irresponsible, dishonest coverage. And breaking right now, President Donald Trump has won the second congressional district in Maine, which gives him one electoral vote. About time someone calls that race. We knew that. We knew that at 8:30 last evening. But now we've decided we want to do our best El Salvadorian, Central American impersonation. It's disgusting the way that we're doing this election. It's not good for the country. I'm going to tell you where this is headed if we do not have a winner soon. And it's not good. The Democrat dream of a unified government was crushed last evening. I think President Donald Trump will win re-election if all the votes are counted fairly and correctly. However, it's basically fair to say that President Trump, if he wins re-election, will be working with Mitch McConnell again. Joni Ernst won in Iowa. Steve Daines won in Montana. Susan Collins won in Maine. Tom Tillis looks like he's going to win in North Carolina. At the last count, Tom Tillis is up 100,000 ballots in North Carolina. For whatever reason, they're not calling that. In Michigan, John James is up 10,000 votes in the state of Michigan. Wisconsin, the Trump campaign has called for a recount in Wisconsin. And in Arizona, we are still getting more data, and we are going to have a Protect the Vote rally, it looks like, Friday morning in Arizona. So if you want to attend, email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. We have to show up in massive numbers because there was some real dark stuff that was happening with the Sharpie vote and with all sorts of different things in Arizona. So if you want to attend, go to freedom@charliekirk.com. We cannot let them steal this election from us. There are still 500,000 ballots outstanding in Arizona, mostly from Republican counties. Mostly from Republican counties. Georgia remains very much in flux. It all depends on the margins in Georgia. The New York Times says of the 200,000 uncounted votes in Georgia, most come from left-leaning areas of metropolitan Atlanta, suggesting they're likely to skew Democrat. Well, skewing Democrat is probably not going to be enough, though, for Joe Biden to win Georgia, because President Trump has an 80,000 vote lead, which means out of the remaining votes that are on the table, 200,000 of them, Joe Biden would have to win between 66 to 70% of those remaining votes to take the lead. In addition, President Trump still has some rural counties that are trickling in all across Georgia. For example, Burke County is still coming in. A lot of the other counties seem to have reported. Twiggs County is still coming in Georgia. I know way too many about too much about all these counties. Gilmer County is still coming in with only 82% reported. Floyd County is still coming in. And so there's still a significant amount of Republican hedge that we have in the state of Georgia. Dooley County is still coming in. Now, some of these counties are small, but we're talking about 1,000 votes here, 1,000 votes there. Those adds up. Those add up. Berrien County has still yet to report all of its votes. Seminole County has yet to report all of its votes. Miller County has yet to report all of its votes. These are all Republican counties, by the way. That's why I'm mentioning them. And you put all that together, I think that President Donald Trump will win the state of Georgia. I think he'll win it slightly, despite the best efforts of Stacey Abrams and the Georgia Democrat push funded mostly by Hollywood millionaires that have decided to try to get tax credits in the state of Georgia. Why they ever did the tax credit thing in Georgia is beyond me. That's one of the reasons why Georgia is so close. Is you brought in people like Will Ferrell and all of these clueless Hollywood elites that then act as if they run the state of Georgia, and it's theirs to flip. Let's play cut two. Remember when Joe Biden was bragging about having the most extensive voter fraud organization? Let's play cut two.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Most extensive voter fraud operation in American politics. Bill Stepien from the Trump campaign has just tweeted, Arizona can win if all legal ballots are counted. Wisconsin is in recount territory. Michigan, there are outlying Republican counties. And Nevada predict a win by 5,500 votes. Georgia is in a healthy lead. President Donald Trump has just tweeted they are working very hard to make up a 500,000 vote advantage in Pennsylvania disappear ASAP. Likewise, Michigan and others. This should have been called last evening. Instead, it's not just that they're making up ballots. Here's the other question that's actually probably more likely. The question that's probably a lot more likely is how many Trump ballots are they throwing out? It's a lot easier to do than to go fill in a ballot. How many Trump ballots from Trump areas are never going to actually make it to the recorder's office? And now we are seeing Democrats scrambling because Democrats structurally right now are in trouble. They are. There's only so much voter fraud that they can engage in from this point forward to try to make up the deficit. With 64% reporting in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump leads Pennsylvania with 3 million votes to 2.5 million votes, and Joe Biden is closing the gap as the fraud comes in from the urban areas and the inner cities. And by the way, voter fraud is a very real thing. There's been over 1,160 cases of voter fraud that has been litigated in just the last couple years. And we have been talking about voter fraud being a massive issue, not just voter fraud, but voter registration fraud being a massive issue for quite some time. So it all comes down to Georgia. North Carolina looks good. I don't know why they're not calling North Carolina. Arizona. I think a lot of people are going to be very surprised by Arizona in the coming hours. All of a sudden, you are going to see a massive vote drop in Arizona that will change the race of Arizona. It says here, as I'm looking at it, the Associated Press has called this race. They're going to have to backpedal significantly from that. And the fact that they called it instantaneously is so reckless and irresponsible. And here's your daily reminder that not one poll dating back to February showed Susan Collins ahead, and she won decisively by 7 to 8 points. Every single pollster, and yes, I'm looking at you, Nate Silver, was so incredibly wrong about this race. Nate Silver said that President Trump had a 10% chance of winning and that he'll most likely lose Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. You know how I knew the polls were going to be wrong? Because I think that 2020 is the year of the experts. 2020 is the year of the experts being professionally wrong. They were wrong about the virus projections. They were wrong about everything they were telling us when it came to the Chinese coronavirus. They were wrong about stock market predictions. They were wrong about economic predictions. You can't blame that on Trump voters are hard to poll. These were suppression polls. President Trump was supposed to lose Florida by 5 points, according to Nate Silver and all the chattering class. And Quinnipiac said that Trump was down 5 points in Florida. Well, Trump won Florida by 3 points, almost 4 points. In fact, it looks like he's going to close with 4 points as all the final votes are counted. North Carolina, every single poll had Trump down in North Carolina. We're still going to see a final winner. Looks like it's going to be about a point and a half victory in North Carolina. How about Ohio? Ohio had Joe Biden up 4 points. Joe Biden decided to go waste some time in Ohio the day before yesterday. Donald Trump won Ohio by 8 points. How about Texas?
Texas is tied.
Donald Trump won Texas by 6 points with 84% reporting. It's probably going to get even more decisive than that. How about Iowa? They said that Trump was tied in Iowa. The only poll that was right was the Des Moines Register poll. Trump won Iowa by 8.2%. Convincing. How about Michigan? They said Michigan was a 14-point race. It's within the margin of error right now. It's a 1-point race. How about Wisconsin? Wisconsin, ABC News Washington Post poll, said Trump was down 13 points in Wisconsin. Currently, with 95% reporting, it has Joe Biden up half a point. Why do these people still have jobs? Why are they still employed and taken seriously? They will never be held accountable for what they did. It's dishonest. It's factless. It is unscientific. It's baseless. And people need to be fired over this. Our projections were pretty correct, and they remain to be correct. If President Trump can rally in Arizona, which it looks increasingly likely, where now Trump is only down 4 points in Arizona with 500,000 ballots remaining to be counted. President Trump can win Arizona if he keeps up his current pace. Joe Biden told us that they had a very extensive voter fraud operation. Very extensive. How about Bernie Sanders predicting this exact scenario? Let's play cut nine.
For reasons which I don't have the time to get into tonight, you're going to have a situation, I suspect, in states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, other states, where they are going to be receiving huge amounts of mail-in ballots. And unlike states like Florida or Vermont, they're not being able, for bad reasons, to begin processing those ballots until, I don't know, election day or maybe when the polls close.
They had this thing all planned. They wanted to bring this thing into the vote counting areas. They did not want this to be called on election night. That's exactly why you saw all the activist media chattering class filibustering as if they were working on the United States Senate. And despite all the money that was spent in Texas, President Trump won more Texas counties in 2020 than he did in 2016. Especially along the border. He flipped some very important counties in Texas. The Dow is up 638 points, mostly because they know that the dream of the Green New Deal, Medicare for all, adding D.C. and Puerto Rico as states, and court packing is not going to happen anytime soon. The Senate will remain in Republican hands. Senate Democrats, according to Politico, had an awful night, and they're right, including Nancy Pelosi, who thought she was going to pick up 5 to 10 seats. Governor Doug Ducey has just come out and said that every vote needs to be counted with hundreds of thousands of votes still remaining. And he believes that it was called too soon. Let's play cut 13 of Katie Hobbs, the Arizona Secretary of State.
But there are still hundreds of thousands of ballots left to count in Arizona, particularly primarily in Maricopa County. And so I think that I would advise caution and in terms of celebrating victories right now.
She would advise caution in term of celebrating victories. That's the Secretary of State of Arizona. And Maricopa County is the largest county in Arizona. It's also a Republican county with votes that have yet to come in from Scottsdale, Chandler, Mesa, Queen Creek, areas that are predominantly Republican. And despite all of that, we are being told that Joe Biden has won the state of Arizona. President Donald Trump remains in the lead in Georgia, despite everything that they are doing to try to make up the deficit in this race. So let me close this hour, and the next hour on our live stream, we'll be continuing, and we'll be joined with Sebastian Gorka. We're doing a cross post. We're going to dive deeper into the numbers. But let me tell you this, and I said this earlier. We avoided a missile last evening. There will be a lot of very unhappy Democrats and ruling class members in the coming days. They didn't flip Iowa. They didn't flip Montana. They didn't flip North Carolina. They didn't flip Maine. And President Trump, if all the votes are legally counted, could probably win Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, if they don't try any sort of ridiculous funny business, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. And the Trump campaign is doing a press conference in Philadelphia at 2 p.m. My guess is they're talking about a lawsuit that they're filing about all of the ballots that are being discovered, despite President Donald Trump achieving a record number of support, record support in Pennsylvania. And it's very clear what they tried to do yesterday. And you stopped it. I know a lot of you are anxious, a lot of you are nervous, and I want to just put your anxieties a little bit at ease. We have a very sophisticated, focused operation right now, making sure they do not steal this from us. At 10 a.m. on Friday morning, Turning Point Action, we are going to be doing a Protect the Vote rally in support of President Donald Trump in Maricopa County to make sure they do not steal Arizona from us. We post that on all of our social media channels. You guys can get the information. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. The agenda, that none of this went according to plan for them. This is plan B. Plan A was Joe Biden gives his coronation speech to a bunch of honking cars, last evening. This is plan B. Plan B is to bring this into the ballot harvesting, the voter fraud, the unknown areas, delegitimize the result, say that Trump preemptively declared victory, bring this to the courts, and hope they're able to throw away and manufacture enough ballots to get them back into power. This is going to be a mess. But it's a mess that we are going to win. I'm looking at the remaining ballots, and I will be stunned if we do not win Arizona, if every single ballot is legally counted. We are only down about 90,000 votes in Arizona with 500,000 votes remaining, and we're supposed to win 65% of those remaining votes. That's called winning. But the Associated Press and many others have called Arizona preemptively. We can win this thing.